You're listening to SBS News.
Learning a language as a child should be a fun and rewarding experience, but in Australia, very few children are taking on the challenge. According to the 2016 census, just 11% of Australian Year 12 students graduated with a second language, many fewer than a decade ago. Dr. Ruth Arbour, Senior Lecturer of Language Education at Deakin University, says Australia's monolinguist culture makes people lazy.
Monolingual mindset in the first instance is the way in which we understand English, but put simply, for many Australians, they really don't understand why they might need another language, because in Australia we can speak English, and if we travel overseas, most people speak English as well.
Despite one quarter of Australians speaking another language at home and over 300 languages spoken nationwide, these skills are not being passed on to new learners at school or university level. Now, experts and policymakers are trying to encourage a new generation of additional language speakers. Dr. Arbour says introducing language early is the best way to engage children and set them up for the future.
Multilingual children, in fact, do better because they start to be able to conceptualise the world in different ways, and they have that understanding from quite a young age.
A new national initiative, the Early Learning Languages Australia program, or ELLA, aims to get children involved in languages from as early as preschool. ELLA spokeswoman Amanda McDonald says they want to normalise additional language learning.
The theory behind it was that there was decreasing numbers of students studying a language, particularly at years 11 and 12, that the numbers had declined dramatically. And the idea is to boost numbers of Australian students learning an additional language. And why not start with preschool to really get them interested and engaged and think that learning an additional language is something normal.
ELLA is a play-based interactive learning program using apps on tablet devices. There are 300 preschools using ELLA nationwide who pick their desired language in collaboration with the local community. Mandarin is the most popular language chosen by preschools, followed by Japanese, Italian, and Spanish. Miss McDonald says for complex languages like Mandarin, the earlier the children begin learning, the better.
The earlier that children can at least hear an additional language, the more likely they are to be able to pick it up. It's just about the way their brain is functioning, that the pathways are being formed to pick up sounds from an additional language.
ELLA's success has caught the eye of the federal government, who recently announced they will invest an additional $11 million into the program. But experts say the biggest struggle is keeping students interested in languages at a high school level.
Sklepów Polsce.
Ale wy z wierszyka, ja wiem, że ty wiesz.
To address this, some schools have introduced language immersion programs where students learn all of their subjects, including maths and science, in language. The German immersion program at Kenmore State High School in Brisbane has been successfully running for 27 years. Its head is Chrissy Goitner.
The whole idea of immersion is to, as the word says, to immerse the students as much as possible in the language, developing every aspect of the student.
The school sees 50 students each year move through the program from year 7 to 10. Students can then decide to do German extension in their senior years and graduate with working proficiency.
So the knowledge that the students acquire in our program goes beyond just content learning. We really do prepare the students to become global citizens. You know, we look at curiosity, respect, we challenge them, and we prepare them for life.
Miss Goitner, who began her teaching career in Europe, says she has seen a change in Australia's attitude to language learning.
I definitely think that there's a mind shift in the society. When I first started teaching in this country, I was quite surprised because I come from an education department where second language is compulsory. But I can see that the students are interested, the society is more interested.
This change is embodied by 24-year-old student Cass Kent, who has been studying Mandarin at university for 4 years now.
I kind of grew up in a pretty Aussie setting. I didn't have the most diverse upbringing, I suppose. So I sort of started uni with essentially zero second language skill, and going to Melbourne, it's such a multicultural place, I felt like I didn't have a huge range of cultural knowledge.
As a robotic engineering student, Mr. Kent also knows just how beneficial learning Mandarin can be for his career.
I do know that it will benefit me in work because I've seen it already. I've done some interning where they've been excited about the fact that I can speak some Mandarin, and I've heard people say to me, one day that will be a key skill, and I haven't chosen the path yet, but I know it will take me somewhere huge.
Many believe there should be a stronger emphasis on Asian languages in Australia, given Asia's proximity and economic opportunities. Labor's education spokeswoman, Tanya Plibersek, announced last week a Labor government would give $32 million in funding to Asian languages in schools.
It's also very important for the Australian economy that we have students who are Asia literate and prepared to make the most of the opportunities that the Asian century offers us.
But for Cass Kent, joining the Mandarin Club at Melbourne University was a lot more than just learning a language for career purposes.
Probably the main reason I keep doing this now is just the social aspect of it. There are so many people out there who are so welcoming and willing to practice with you, and they're really great friends, and it's such a fresh viewpoint to have all these Chinese mates and hear their perspectives on Australian lifestyle, and it's like a completely fresh world away from my Aussie circle.
One of his friends, a volunteer tutor from the Mandarin Club, is Shan Shan Liu, who came to Australia 2 years ago to study psychology. She agrees teaching and learning a language is helpful for making friends in new countries.
The reason why I joined and the reason that most of us joined this club is not really about teaching people stuff, but making friends and facilitate this kind of cultural exchange, I guess. Some of them came here to break stereotypes.
She says she is surrounded by young Australian people wanting to learn an additional language.
I think it's a trend. I think a lot of my friends are learning a second language on their own time, or trying to, or has expressed interest. I think Australia, especially Melbourne, has become more diversified, so it's definitely going to be a really common phenomenon that people are starting to learn second languages.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.